Another elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. As we round out the program today, one of my favorite parts of the day is the morning, the early morning, when I just get to scour the news a little bit, look for some things that maybe are off the beaten path or beyond the headlines, and I always find something that gets me thinking. And that's the best part of the day, is to have something stir you enough to say, I want to think about that a little bit more, or I want to dig a little deeper onto that. And today was an interesting one. It actually was in the National Catholic Register, a really interesting piece by John Clark. And he opens his piece with what really grabbed my attention and got me not just thinking, but remembering some important people and some important principles. John Clark began his piece describing a recent interview that actually was written in the New York Times that included the Charles Schwab CEO, Walt Bettinger. And Mr. Bettinger actually tells the story in this piece about the most impactful test he ever took. He said it was his final exam that he had studied diligently for and felt that he was absolutely prepared to go in and do well. And the business course test contained a question that he was not expecting. I always love those kind of questions. Those are often the most important questions. And in fact, he said that on this particular final test, there was only one question, a single question. And then Walt Bettinger described it. He said the teacher handed out the final exam. It was a single sheet of paper. He said that really surprised him because he figured that it would be a very long test. It was the final for this business class. And he said once everyone had received the paper from the teacher, the professor said, go ahead and turn it over. Everyone turned over their exam paper, only to find that both sides of the sheet of paper were blank. Both sides were blank. So then the professor said, I've taught you everything I can teach you about business in the last 10 weeks. But the most important message, the most important question, and the question of the exam is this. What is the name of the lady who cleans this building? Mr. Bettinger, of course, had no clue. He said her name was actually Dottie. He said, I didn't know Dottie. I'd seen her, but I had never taken the time to ask her name. He went on to say that in failing that test, yes, he failed the test, he learned an important lesson. And he said, I've tried to know every Dottie I've worked with ever since. I think it's a pretty important lesson in a business class, is so often it's the Dotties of the world that make all the difference in the world. And if you're going to be a real leader, if you're going to be an authentic leader, if you're going to be a high impact and influential leader, you better know who Dottie is and what Dottie does in your business or in your community. Those are the people that stir me the most. In fact, as I think back on my time in our nation's capital, I discovered where American exceptionalism is actually housed in the United States Capitol. It's not in the offices of the elected officials. It's not the senators and the representatives in the House. It's in some pretty amazing people who, like Dottie, made all the difference in the building. One of those for me was Coach David West, and he was always found around the gallery of the Senate. His enthusiasm for the chamber, he loved the country, and he just had a desire to make a difference. He was just infectious. Big smile, big bear hug every time you saw him. And you go underneath the surface of Coach David West working there on the Senate side of the Capitol. There are countless, I am sure there are just countless young Senate staffers who found incredibly wise counsel, encouragement, and confidence because of their interaction with Coach West. And even though I was a little older chief of staff when I was in Washington, D.C., his commitment to people and to the institution and to the country changed me. And I have found out over the years since that Coach West, the number has to be in the thousands of struggling staffers that Coach West just took under his wing and just helped. Some of them went through really hard things, divorce, separation, loss of a parent or a spouse. Some got wrapped up in addiction. And Coach West would bring them in to his place. He would walk with them. He would go visit them. And I heard stories of him going to see people who were in therapy, who were in treatment programs for addiction. And he just stayed connected. And he made a difference. And as I look at it, I think Coach West made a far bigger difference in his role than a lot of folks did in their official role, the people who have names on doors and have offices with big staffs. But Coach West was one of those who just simply made a difference. I saw others who worked in the Senate dining room. Same thing. The moment you walked in, you were the most important person in the Capitol that day. And they paid attention to every detail. They really epitomized that American exceptionalism. And as always, it's never defined by wealth or social status or fame. It's just found in the lives of those who choose to enrich other people. I think America is one of the most exceptional places on the planet, not because of who we are or where we live or our military might or economic power. It's extraordinary. It's exceptional because of what we do individually and collectively. And I think it's important for all of us to remember, to look for, and to commit to live that way. And you better know Dottie's name if you're going to be an effective leader. All right, that wraps that up for us on Inside Sources today here on KSL News Radio. I am Boyd Matheson. Thanks for joining us. And as always, as you go out into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something today that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.